This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back. And he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You know who's got the hardest job tonight? Javier Bardem and his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win! He is praying that Will Smith wins. Like, please, Lord!
Here it comes.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
All right? No big deal, right? Everyone's laughing. Everyone's having a good time.
That was a nice one. Okay.
I'm out here.
Uh-oh. Richard.
What's Will going to do?
Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
This is the uncensored version you won't see on ABC News.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
You mean your wife? Okay, listen. I think open marriages and business relationships can work every once in a while, but I hate when they're not even in like the same house ever and they're like, oh, we're married. No, you're just a part of a business relationship. Like a successful open relationship is one where you're banging other people and then you live in the same house. You know what I mean? So you look at the partner in the morning. I'm not in this. I could never do it. But to me, in my mind, a successful open relationship, you're pouring a bowl of Cheerios and you go, how is Jaden's friend last night? It's not living in different places and not speaking to each other. So this whole thing, that's my wife. Shut up, Will. Your wife that banged Jaden's friend? Yeah, that's the honor and the integrity. Keep your wife out of my mouth. Oh, Jesus. Whatever he said. It's like, what are you mad about? What are you mad about? Well, I shouldn't really say that because there's a lot of things that Will Smith should be mad about. He's fat. He's annoying. He's not likable. And his wife wants to be woke and tell everybody everything. And Will Smith has a lot of demons that we now are aware of, like that he likes to throw up after sex. And he was meant to be more private. It's almost like Jada Pinkett Smith is kind of a sociopath. It's almost like she's a bad person. There is not one good vibe that I get from Jada Pinkett Smith. You don't look at her and you go, oh, yeah, it's wife material. You want to bring home the Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, she's a real angel. Hey, Jada Pinkett Smith, the way she ruined the show Gotham by making every scene about her. Not saying she's not a good or bad actress, just saying every time she's ever acted, she has to command the room because she's got little Napoleon syndrome. She's a miserable woman. And this is going to come off a little sexist and rude, but she's not talented or good looking enough or likable enough to carry herself the way she carries herself. The way Jada Pinkett Smith carries herself and the way that whole family carries themselves, you would think they were like incredibly talented. Not saying they're not talented, but they're not like the best actors of all time. And they walk around all smug. The worst. You know what? Sometimes you look at your bank account and you're all upset. You go, oh, I don't have Will Smith's net worth. Honestly, I don't even know if I ever want to be rich. I'm not saying I'm not going to be, but it seems like there's all these problems. Like, mind your business. That is the key to everything. Mind your business. Someone else is in an open whatever, open relationship, open business. It doesn't matter. It doesn't involve your life. If you're talking about other people, you're immediately losing. Yeah. Just anybody. Oh, geez. This computer's spazzing out. Anybody who defended Will Smith, you're not a man of honor. You're not somebody I want to hang out with. You're somebody that thinks if you get into a disagreement with somebody at a bar because you're able to manifest that, that you can go up and punch somebody. You know what I mean? You know those people who are like deadbeat piece of shit dads and they go to a bar and they immediately get punched by somebody? I've seen it many times at bars. This has nothing to do with anything I'm talking about. No, I've literally seen this at bars throughout the years where someone runs their mouth and they go up and punch the guy and then they kick the guy out and no charges are filed. That's the same thing that happened with Will Smith. Will Smith is no different than any of those deadbeat dads at the bar, only he can rap and he really can't rap either. Thanks for that, Chris.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Will Smith's walking back like, yeah, man. Just did my first action scene since Men in Black 1 and 2, which weren't even that good of movies.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow.
Your wife's had a lot in her mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Oh, man, there's a lot to unpack there. The other thing, too, is then all the woke people that are Team Smith, people that are either fans of Willow or Jaden, or if you're a fan of Jada, just don't talk to me. But they were all like, well, she has a condition where she doesn't have a lot of hair in her head. Okay, Chris Rock didn't knew that. He was joking around.
Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
He's so good at just pausing. Like, that's why Chris Rock is the GOAT, and that's why Will Smith is a nobody. Will Smith is a miserable person. Can you imagine if Kanye West did that? If Kanye West was at the Grammys and somebody made a joke about Kim, and he goes up there and says, don't talk about my wife like that. But even then, I would think Kim and Kanye have a more legitimate relationship than Will and Jada ever did. Here's what I'm saying. We need to quit defending Will Smith. We grew up, we saw him in Fresh Prince, we dealt with his rap music. That's how I describe Will Smith's body of work. You just kind of deal with it. Like, you're a basic person if you're like, Pursuit of Happiness or Hitch are some really good movies. No, they're okay. Will Smith is okay. But he's not okay in the head. And it's completely evident. And if Will Smith were to behave, or let me re-say that, if somebody else were to behave the way Will Smith behaves, they would be deemed a deadbeat. Going up during an award show, punching somebody in the face, being in an open relationship where your wife is banging your son's friend, and then being mad about it, even though you opened up the floodgates by being in an open relationship, gaining weight and feeling bad for yourself on social media, being a loser. If anybody else did this, an everyday average Joe, Kanye West, anybody, they would be deemed a loser. But we want to think that Will Smith is a good person. What he really should be saying sorry for is making Wild Wild West. I don't know where he was in his mind And I don't think he's ever really had control of his mind. But I don't know where he was in his mind when he was like, Wild Wild West. This is 1999 and everyone's going to want to see Wild Wild West. Now, maybe you're going, Ryan, you're being a little hard on Will Smith. So after a moment where you win an award after punching some funny comedian in the face, wouldn't you go home to figure out your life? No. Will Smith partied with his family. Those four assholes don't want to admit that they're not a real family, so they're like overcompensating and lying to themselves.
What slap? Will got jiggy with it at the 2022 Oscars after parties.
Yeah, bro, you're dancing. He's literally dancing in a club, and it's a picture of him, and no one wants to be around him. Like, you could tell everyone's like, oh yeah, Will's just doing his thing, drink a little bit too much Patron.
Will Smith was spotted partying hard after his Best Actor win at the 2022 Oscars.
I didn't even know he made movies anymore. That's how irrelevant the show is. Oh, yeah. And then if you look at the liberal media, they're like, the Academy Award ratings were up 50%. Yeah, it went from the most, it went from the lowest ratings of all time being last year to the second lowest show ever with 12 million viewers. So you went from 6 million to 12 million. Wow. Good job, you pretentious assholes. Good job. Telling me how to live my life while you're worth $100 million in a three-time gated community? Fuck off.
And slapping Chris Rock across the face in a wild moment that sent shockwaves through the Oscars audience.
Doesn't sound like it sent shockwaves through your commentary. It sent shockwaves throughout the audience. I am a news reporter for Access Hollywood, and I don't show much emotion.
Slapping Chris Rock across the face.
Oh, yeah. Put a little spice into the reporting.
In a wild moment that sent shockwaves through the Oscars audience.
Oh, the shockwaves.
The 52-year-old actor took home the Oscar for Best Actor for his role in King Richard. But his big moment was overshadowed by an earlier onstage altercation with Chris Rock, where Will slapped the comedian after he made a joke about his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
And it could have been so much worse. There's so much to nitpick with her.
Appearing in G.I. Jane 2. The camera caught the mother of two roll her eyes.
Oh, yeah. How dare you make a joke about me, even though when I have my show, The Red Table Talk, I exploit everyone else's life. She's got the Wendy Williams disease. I will talk about everybody else, but don't look at my skeletons. That's why I'm talking about everybody else, because I have the most skeletons in the room.
While her husband took matters into his own hands ran on stage and slapped Chris.
Usually taking matters into your own hands when you are Will Smith is by giving the guy a high five while she bangs the next dude in the other room.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment was brought to you by Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that he is the best barber in all of the Bay Area. He's at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. You can get a haircut and get a cheeseburger. Here's the thing. You got to go to richkbarber.com. You can sign up for an appointment. You can reschedule. Then there's going to be times that he's going to be completely booked. Rich Kaley is not always going to be available. But here's the thing. It's worth the wait. When I tell you that Rich Kaley is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. For all the info, richkbarber.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
For this moment, I thank you on behalf of Richard and Orsine, the entire Williams family. Thank you. Hope the Academy invites me back.
Will Smith got candid in his Oscars acceptance speech.
Yeah.
The star won for Best Actor at the 2022 Academy Awards. And when he took to the stage, he got very emotional, tearing up as he gave his acceptance speech.
Him punching Chris Rock in the face, that anger, that emotion, that display of being a human being by Will Smith was more believable than his display of crying up there. Because he's an actor.
Fellow nominee
and an asshole.
Denzel Washington, who had just given Will some private advice, was seen getting emotional from the audience as Will spoke out.
Denzel's like, bro, what are you doing, dog?
Apologizing for an earlier altercation he was involved in at the award show, where he appeared to smack presenter Chris Rock on live TV.
What do you mean appear to smack? I hate when the celebrity news reporters do that. It appears like he did it because we don't want to get sued. Have some integrity. Have some balls.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It appears that he got punched and slapped. No, it was the ghost in the air.
Thank you, D.
It was his rap career that slapped Chris Rock. It was that ghost.
On live TV.
Thank you, D. Yeah. Denzel said to me a few minutes ago,
what the fuck are you doing with your life? End quote.
He said, at your highest moment, be careful. That's when the devil comes for you.
Devil is busy banging your wife, bud. Oh, yeah! There are the cameras panning on Denzel Washington. And, like, he is always a guy that never has an expression on his face, but especially in this moment, he is a man that does not have an expression on his face. More than ever! He looks like an unproud father.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize.
Why? They're a bunch of assholes, and you gave them attention. The Academy should be bowing down to him. Oh, we got to have a legitimate show. What? Your ratings are at an all-time low. You should be grateful this happened.
To all my fellow nominees.
Remember when you used to find out that the Academy Awards or the Grammys and even kind of the Golden Globes were coming up that Sunday? No one talks about it anymore. It's as relevant as American Idol.
I apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees.
Yeah. This is acting.
This is method acting. I'm very upset. I have to go home to Jada. Actually, I don't even live with Jada.
Get your wife out of my mouth! You should be worried about what was in Jada's mouth.
This is a beautiful moment. Art imitates life. I look like the crazy father, just like they said. I look like crazy father, just like they said about Richard Williams.
I'm going to compare it to my character. Fuck you. You're not a crazy father. It's an embarrassment that you're a father. I can only imagine how damaged Willow and Jaden are. Oh, you're father of the year.
But love will make you do crazy things.
Oh, yeah. You listen, if Jada and Will are in love, then I'm not. I don't know what the emotion would be then, but it's not love. I don't know what I feel, girlfriend, but it's not love. You know what I mean? Never use the word love towards your loved ones again. You got to find a new way to describe them. They're not loved ones, they're ones. Because if you're going to use the same word that he uses to describe his relationship with Jada, I love my wife that bangs 24-year-olds. And I don't want to be a part of that word.
But love will make you do crazy things.
And so will insecurity and having a small dick. I don't really see Will Smith packing. You know who I see packing? Chris Rock. He seems like he would be like a fun time. I don't know why I'm saying that as a heterosexual man. I'm just saying for the ladies out there.
The speech came after Will Smith didn't take kindly to a joke presenter Chris Rock made about Jada Pinkett Smith.
So I waited a day to watch the video, and I watched it last night for the first time. Today's Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. And that's the day I'm recording. So I waited a day because it was on March 27th. And let me tell you, I was expecting like a cancerous joke. It was a funny joke. And she rolls her eyes.
Will Smith was not amused and then took to the stage and appeared to smack the comedian.
Jada hadn't rolled her eyes that hard since she banged Jaden's friend last summer. Oh, God!
In a moment that left the audience and fans online shocked.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All
right? I love Chris Rock. Chris Rock's so cool, man.
That was a nice one. Okay.
That was a nice one for Chris Rock. He could have been like, Jada, you're a dirty, rotten bitch. Well, that's why I didn't get invited.
I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow.
You're so cool, Will Smith.
Will.
Oh, whatever. I didn't really want to talk about Will Smith, but like, you have to. It's just so much fun. He's just such an asshole. It makes it impossible to root for him. Even like his new Bel Air show, which is phenomenal. It's on Peacock. Oh, it's really good. And I'm not saying that to be passive aggressive. Like, that's the one show me and my girlfriend actually like watching together. She watches her shows and I watch my shows, and we like them both to a degree. But like, Bel Air is the one that we rock with. That is the one we watch every week on Peacock. And I feel like it's not getting enough publicity because it's a really good show. It's like Power mixed with Fresh Prince. Wow, a show that's called Bel Air, that's a spinoff of Fresh Prince, would be like Fresh Prince. What a surprise, Ryan Hoppy. What I'm saying is this. The show's really good, but I think because it's affiliated with Will Smith, it holds it back a little bit. But as Shawn Mendes, the great singer of this generation, says, there's nothing holding me back.
Jada Pinkett Smith has broken her silence.
Oh, thank God. I needed to hear from you. We needed to hear your BS, your hypocritical nonsense, you sociopath.
2 days after her husband, Will Smith, smacked Chris.
Nothing says genuine like having to wait 2 days. Like, I feel like a moment like that would bring out a lot of, words and opinions. Watching your husband punch somebody that you probably banged on TV, it doesn't take 2 days to write something up. So this is a bunch of lawyer BS or a publicist BS. She didn't write this. If she wrote it, it would have been everybody else's fault.
Jada Pinkett Smith has broken her silence. 2 days after her husband, Will Smith, smacked Chris Rock during the 2022 Oscars over a joke made at her expense, The Red Table Talk host took to her Instagram to share a message. Quote, this is a season for healing, and I'm here for it.
So then get a divorce.
Jada posted to her social media account.
This is a season for healing, and I'm all here for it. You know how we're going to heal then, Jada? We're going to quit talking about you losers.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment is brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area. I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I have no intention to lie to you. So go to FitzAgeFitness.com. Fit_sage_fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that you can either work out with him in person in Tampa Bay or do virtual workouts, this is something you're not going to want to miss. There's other trainers out there that are trying to hit the quota at the gym. They're trying to just get your money, but Devin Prasad will come up with a plan to change your life forever. But you got to make it happen, Captain. Life's too short. You got to get going. It's at fitsagefitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah! What up? I didn't formally introduce myself, even though I've been on the radio for 10 years. Hi, my name's Ryan Hoppy. This is Happy Hour. I'm your host, hanging out with you, Ryan Hoppy. 856, that made no sense. 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
All right, we got to have a talk real quick. Got to let you guys out there know. I get that it's hard times out there living, being a human being. But that doesn't mean that if you're working a job where you're underpaid, trust me, I know that feeling. But if you're at a job where you're underpaid, that does not mean that your performance can lack. That's not how things work. I'm noticing a trend lately. If you go to a fast food joint, I get they don't have enough people, but it seems like they're not even trying to cook correctly. And it's like, I'm paying for something. Can it be good? Or you go to, let's say, a bar, and the bartender takes a little bit longer. I'm sorry you're underpaid. Can I get my beer? But this is the ultimate example of, sorry, I don't give a fuck that you're underpaid. Do your fucking job. This is the ultimate example. If you have 1-856-49-HOPPY. Here's the thing. So I live in this apartment complex for the last 15, 16 months. And like the first 8 months, like the mailbox, like we have a community mailbox, it just didn't work. It was like beat up. It looked like someone grabbed the bed and just beat it up. And it didn't work. So we had to go to the post office in our little area, like a mile down the block. And they were like, oh yeah, all the mail's been going here for the last 6 months. So we, for like January 2021 to like September 2021, you know, we went there to get the mail. It was annoying. It was like, hi. And they're like, are you from that apartment complex that we hate? So then essentially the apartment complex and the post office are having a divorce and we're the kid in the middle getting fucked. We're the kid in the middle having to deal with the BS. Here's the problem. Then we move into a new apartment and all of a sudden they're not delivering the mail and we have a new mailbox. And it's just like, you know what I'm tired of hearing? Because I don't even want to get into it because it's not even worth giving the post office the time of day. First of all, nothing is ever going to succeed in a situation when you go to the headquarters and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And this goes with any fast food joint or any job or even radio shows. What I'm saying is if the head department doesn't have their shit together, how are the underlings, everybody below you, going to have their shit together? You go to the post office, they're like, I think you go to this apartment, you go, and I've seen them talk to other people. Like they don't know what they're doing. And if someone gets your fast food order, they don't know what they're doing. I think the biggest problem is you have idiots running the world. Kind of begins with our president. So it's just like tiring. It's like, I get that you're underpaid. I get that life sucks. I get that you didn't sign up to be here, that you somehow were born. But listen, don't make everybody else suffer because you're underpaid. That includes people that don't want to work. And what I mean by that is this. There's nothing worse than when you have a media job, a job that anybody would want, a job that anybody would dream for if you're wanting to go into that. And you call out of work and you make people work longer hours because you don't want to work. Quit the job then. That is the most, and we'll get to that in a second, the great resignation. But quit your job then. If you hate your job so much, quit. I'm underpaid incredibly, but I love my job and I believe in what I do, so I'm cool with it. But all these people go around to all these different jobs. I hate my life. I'm under. Then quit. Then go find something else. Go. Bye. See ya. But no one has the balls to. Nobody does. Everybody sits around. Oh, I want to quit my job. I actually respect the people that actually quit their job and get a better job. You're a baller. But if you sit around going, I hate my job, and you keep going, you're a corporate bitch.
Did you flirt with the idea of quitting or changing careers during the pandemic?
Yeah.
You're in good company.
Didn't we all?
Labor statistics show about 4 million employees have left their jobs every month since June.
Mm.
But a new poll reveals some of the workers who joined the Great Resignation wished they'd stayed put.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is at times we all have thoughts about, oh, I don't want to be at this job anymore. And then you look at the job market and then you hear horror stories of people that quit their job and then regret it. And you go, maybe I should just hang out at this job. Maybe it's not too bad. I'll be dead someday anyway.
Of 2,000 workers surveyed, 1 in 5 regrets quitting their old job.
Yeah.
And a third are already searching for a new job.
Oh, that's cool.
In September, Maddie Machado left her position as a recruiter at Microsoft to work for Meta.
Well, that's dumb. There's a lot of openings for Meta on LinkedIn. And yeah, if there's a lot of openings for Facebook, that's the problem. It's a pretty famous company. If a pretty famous company like Amazon or Meta have a lot of openings on LinkedIn, I don't care if it pays $100,000. Your life's too short to work there. It ain't going to be good.
Formerly known as Facebook, the new role meant a big raise from $135,000 a year to $185,000.
That was really the only reason I left Microsoft. I love the company.
But I think 135 is like not good.
Love the culture.
The new gig was nothing.
That's not enough money. 135,000, whatever, I'm going to leave. Listen, like, I'm not saying you should have a cap of the amount of money you make. But like, if everything is good, is that 55,000 really worth it? Like, if you're going from 40,000 to 130,000, I get it. But like, if you're doing good, your 401k, which I don't know if I even have one. If your retirement, which I definitely don't have one. If any of that is going good, you're good.
I love the company. I love the culture.
But she says the new gig was nothing like what she expected.
Duh, you're working for Facebook.
One of the reasons I was looking to leave.
They literally sell your info. It's not a company I want to work for. Mark Zuckerberg created it. It's not a company I want to work for. Mark Zuckerberg being a leader? Yeah, I'm good. The guy who holds up books with barbecue sauce. He's kind of a sociopath.
Microsoft. I love the company. I love the culture.
But she says the new gig was nothing like what she expected.
One of the reasons I was looking to leave was because I wanted more of an impact.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to leave an impact at Facebook. They don't care about people. How are you going to leave an impact at a place that doesn't care about people?
Whoever think to go back to Microsoft?
About 3 months in, I knew it wasn't a fit. So I reached out to Microsoft and was just like, can I please come back? But unfortunately, they didn't have any positions.
Bye, bitch. Bye.
Machado's experience is reflected in the poll results. 30% of workers say their new role is different from...
Yeah, I'm going to ditch you guys, but can I come back, please? I'm an entitled millennial that just cares about money.
What they expected, and 24% say they didn't thoroughly evaluate the pros and cons of leaving.
Yeah, you had a little bit of a quarter-life crisis.
We know that the new boss is the same as the old boss, and a lot of times the grass is not any different.
You know what I do whenever I'm feeling anxious and hyper? I go on Pornhub, and it clears my mind. That or getting laid. But I'm just saying, like, everybody's so wound up, and we're always hyper. We have the hustle culture, which I like, but you're always told, work, 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 work. It's like, no wonder our generation's fucked, 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 fucked.
On the other side of the fence.
Professor Dietrich von Biedenfeld studies...
He sounds very smart. Dietrich von Biedenfeld. He's a smart guy. If you had that name and you were dumb, you're a loser.
The grass is not any different on the other side of the fence.
Professor Dietrich von Biedenfeld studies employment trends at the University of Houston downtown.
Yeah.
He says it's mostly younger employees.
I'm sorry, you live in Texas.
Driving the career changes.
We're an instant gratification culture generally, but especially in that millennial Gen Z area.
Yeah, it's a plain millennial and Gen Z. Gen Xers haven't adopted any of our habits being around us. It's all the millennial and Gen Z. Fuck off.
If you are one of these people thinking about resigning to go to...
It's only millennial and Gen Z. They're the problem. It's not the boomers that had everything and they ruined it. It's all the millennial and Gen Zs. Fuck off.
Gratification culture generally, but especially in that millennial Gen Z area.
Yeah.
If you are one of these people thinking about resigning to go to a new job, what are the questions you should be asking?
How many hours am I expected to be in the office versus working remote? What is my team going to look like? Ask your interviewers, when you first came, what was the most unexpected aspect of the job?
The workload and lack of pay.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you a quick tale. The best podcasting network in the whole wide world. The name is QODPOD.com. Quad Pod Network. I joined it a year ago. Oh, how time flies. And let me tell you, it's the best around. If you go to QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy, there you can see all the latest going on with my podcast and the best podcasts around. Because I surround myself with winners. I surround myself with people that win. I don't surround myself with losers. So let me tell you, QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy is the place to be.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Tim!
What? Oh, Amy. Well, I thought you guys were coming in tonight.
Who is she?
Who? This woman?
Yes.
Or that woman? That's your mother, I assume.
Who is she?
Oh, my name's Debbie.
It's Debbie.
Yeah.
I'm sitting with Debbie.
And what is Debbie doing here?
She's an electrician.
Oh.
That's what she does for a living.
An electrician.
Yeah. So let's just,
Are you a prostitute?
Oh, no.
What's happening? Now you crossed the line. I don't allow that kind of language in this home.
What a mouth.
What do you do?
I am a self-employed person.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
You better work, cover girl. Do your thing on the runway.
It wasn't a blanket statement towards women or to feel like I don't respect the work or think that they don't work hard.
Who cares what people think, Kim?
I know that they do. So it was taken out of context, but I'm really sorry if it was received that way.
Kim Kardashian responds to the wave of backlash she received after dishing out this business advice to women.
I have the best advice for women in business. Get your ass up and work.
It's true.
Let's rewind. Earlier this month, the 41-year-old KKW Beauty founder joined her sisters, Kourtney and Khloe, along with their mom, Kris Jenner, for a candid chat with Variety.
Let's hear all the things that are so incorrect, because there's no way that if anybody else gave this advice, Gary Vee or whatever, if Oprah said this, that it'd be fine. But a girl that's famous for having a sex tape that's born into money, oh, she doesn't have any advice. It's called being jealous, because what she said, I haven't heard much of it. Let me tell you, you're just jealous.
And when the mag asked Kim about the secret to her success, she didn't hold back.
Get your ass up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days.
True. I mean, we had a great resignation. Oh, but she's just spitting out. Well, that's not the first time she spit. But she's spitting out facts. They are.
But it didn't stop there.
You have to surround yourself with people that want to work.
True.
Have a good work environment where everyone loves what they do. Because,
well, that part is incorrect, but she's trying.
Because you have one life. No toxic work environments.
True.
And show up and do the work.
It's true. Listen, there are so many rich families that aren't as famous as them. You could say whatever the hell you want to say about Kim Kardashian. You can babble and go, oh, she hasn't earned anything. Do you know how many people there are out there that are as rich as the Kardashians that just aren't famous? Do you know how many influencers they inspired? All I'm saying is this. Did they definitely get an upper hand? Oh, yeah. When it came to getting famous? Yes. But were they able to like manifest it and continue it? Of course. They probably got 100 million times more rich than when their father was alive. That's working. Now, did they get it because of who they are? Yes. But are they working? Yes. And what's she supposed to say? Oh, yeah. I'm from the Rust Belt city of Pittsburgh. And my dad was a truck driver who drove from Pittsburgh to Baltimore. All the people that got mad were like people in the Midwest that worked. It was like, don't project your insecurity and your jealousy. Plus, she made this great film. She worked. Don't ever forget. She had sex with this loser. He had one wish. That would be Ray J. That was a song. That was a joke.
She changed tweet all I told you.
Yeah.
Damn, Ray J.
What up?
Let me hear something, homie.
What?
When you jacking off to this.
Oh, God.
When you really just in your zone. Go hard on him, homie.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta work. She surrounds herself with people that work. She works. Ray J is giving us the advice to go all in.
In your zone. Go hard on him, homie.
That's what you got to do. Every time you get... I don't know why I'm talking about sex now. Because we talked about the Kardashians. That's why. But every time you get laid, go all in. I mean, all in. Like, not half in. All in.
Well, some people
take a vacation.
Weren't feeling Kim's words of wisdom.
We have different views sometimes.
Stars like Meghan McCain and Jamila Jamil weigh.
Who the hell is Jamila Jamil, or whatever her dumb name is? And of course, Meghan McCain's not going to agree. I'm a contrarian. But you probably got everything you had because of your father. You're no different. Dummy.
Weighed in on Twitter, pointing out that the Skims founder grew up in Beverly Hills with a lot of privilege.
Oh, and Meghan McCain had no privilege having her father be John McCain. She got nothing. She had a hard life.
Jamila writing, quote,
actually, having that asshole as a father was probably hard.
Nobody needs to hear your thoughts on success, work ethic.
All right, let me look up who the hell Jamila is. I'm pretty up to date on celebrity news. I do this show. She's an English actress. Oh, she's got a radio show on BBC One Radio. She's in the show The Good Place. Oh, yeah. You know a lot about work. You're just jealous that your career isn't as big as Kim's, that you're not as famous or likable or pretty as Kim.
I think people think I hate the Kardashians. I don't hate them.
Oh, so she's, that clip was from 2019. She's one of those where she's like, I'm talented and how am I not as famous as them? Because you didn't put in the work, cover girl. You didn't bang Ray J, cover girl. Do your thing on the runway, cover girl. Why does everybody think I hate the Kardashians? Because I talk about them all the time because I'm jealous of them. Why does everybody think I hate them?
Success, work ethic.
I think people think I hate the Kardashians. I don't.
Because you do, you liar, you hack.
Money.
Wrong button. You liar, you hack.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Why does everybody think I hate the bullies that made fun of me growing up? What? Of course you hate them. You just said you hate them. This following segment, let me tell you. It's brought to you by ZRadioLive.com. ZRadio Live on Twitter and Instagram. ZRadio Live on Odyssey and TuneIn. ZRadioLive.com. The best top 40 station in this country. And Happy Hour is syndicated every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time. 4 p.m. Central. For all the info, man. Now listen. You're probably going to think that I'm not telling you all the info. And that's because I don't remember all of it. I'm just being honest. But for all the info, all you got to do is go to ZRadioLive.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Coming attractions. Tonight, we'll be reviewing Family Affair, the motion picture. Just look who got $8 million to play Mr. French.
Buffy, Zodi. For your lunch, I have made peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Would you make a sandwich for my doll, Mrs. Beasley?
Yeah, sure. That's exactly what I feel like doing. Of course, I can get together a little sandwich for your stupid little doll, eh?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Shut up!
Oh yeah, there's the video of Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott having their son. As Travis Scott, who's about to be a father for the second time, I'm going to have a son for the first time that we know of. He has his hoodie up, and he's wearing another shirt, and it's all black, and you literally cannot see anything but his eyes. Oh, that's a proud father just hanging out in the room where you're girl or whatever she is at this point is about to give birth. Let me hide my identity from all the side chicks that gave me herpes.
Are you ready to have another baby?
Yeah, are you? Are you ready, Travis? I can't even see you. And he goes, I'm ready. No, you're not. You just got to learn how to pull out, man. When it feels really good and it's not at the amazing point, but it's like 8 out of 10, get out.
That's Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott giving a glimpse of life before welcoming their son.
Oh, yeah. What we've learned, especially from the Brian Laundrie incident, is what you see on social media is always accurate. So the 30-second clip we got of Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, that totally represents their relationship. Because when I think of a really good guy, I think of someone that watches his fan base burn into the ground at a demonic concert. Travis Scott, he's a really good guy. A round of applause, you hack.
And now that the little guy is here, a source is telling E.T. how the couple's relationship has changed.
I think it's probably the same, but let's find out.
I love it.
Last month, Kai and Trav welcomed their second child together, mm. making their four-year-old daughter Stormy
Shayna
a big
Mogler
sister.
Is not expecting
the source explains that the pair is getting used.
We have 100 things going on at once. Another clip played, and I'm too lazy to edit it, so let me do this.
Welcome their second child together, making their four-year-old daughter Stormy a big sister. The source explains that the pair is getting used to having two little kids, and it's a day-by-day process.
But besides this footage that we see of Travis Scott holding the baby for about 5 seconds, is he absent or present? I'm not saying he's a present father. I'm not saying he's an absent father. He's definitely already shown more footage of him around a kid than Tristan Thompson ever has around the kid he had with Chloe and the other ones. But what I'm saying is you can't base it off of a 1 second clip. Oh, Travis Scott, father of the year.
But overall, they are doing great.
Oh, that's good.
They were prepared as they could be for this, and both of them wanted it more than anything.
Yeah.
Having two kids made a big difference.
Yeah.
For them as parents and in their own relationship in a positive way.
That's good.
I'm obsessed with it.
On Monday, the duo dropped this 10-minute video documenting Kylie's pregnancy journey.
Oh, yeah. The highlights of social media. That's definitely a genuine video.
It looks like Pete Davidson's mom is pretty invested in her son's romance with Kim Kardashian after she was recently caught responding to a fan's comment about their relationship on social media.
I love how Pete's not on there, but his mom is. She's keeping track of her boy.
Let's get into it. The internet better watch out because it looks like Pete Davidson's mom, Amy Waters Davidson,
looks a lot like him. What a surprise.
Is high-key lurking on posts about her son's romance with Kim Kardashian. Amy raised some...
I'm not relating and I'm not comparing myself to Pete Davidson, but like when you're the only son and I'm an only child, but when you lose a father and you are the only son left to a mother... and you don't live with them and you're a public figure. I'm a whatever radio public figure. I'm not going to say Z-list because that's me talking myself down. By no means am I anywhere. Even you get the point. But like my mom listens to everything I do. She looks at everything I do. So that seems like that's what Pete Davidson's mom is doing. It's not a bad thing.
Serious eyebrows after she allegedly responded to a fan's comment about Kim earlier this week when a fan account posted a paparazzi photo of Pete and Kim driving around Los Angeles. On the Instagram post, one excited fan expressed just how much they stan Kim and Pete's relationship, writing a
Yeah, because you guys know everything about it.
Alongside a heart emoji, she will be pregnant with his child by the end of the year. Okay.
So his mom knows how to use social media. That's pretty cool, man. I got to follow her later on. I just want to see what she does, man. But she posts some really good, embarrassing pictures of Pete Davidson. And probably, in a way, turns on Kim where she's like, oh my God, you're a peasant and I kind of like you. So you know what's annoying about life is you got people that work really hard to try to have kids. Like one of my radio friends, him and his wife have been working for 9 years to get pregnant, and they've gone through different operations, and she's finally pregnant. And it's like, I literally almost cried because I literally, for the last 9 years, and they're big supporters of me, have seen them try to have kids, and now she's pregnant, and that's awesome. So you have responsible adults like them that want to have kids, and then half of Newport Richie gets pregnant by the age of 19. And then Alec Baldwin's having another kid? Life's not fair, man.
The Baldwin family is growing once more.
Oh, thank God. Because when I think of a responsible adult who'd be a great role model, I don't think of Alec Baldwin.
Ilaria Baldwin announced on Instagram on Tuesday that she and husband Alec Baldwin are expecting their 7th child together.
Yeah.
She posted a video of the moment they shared the happy news with their little ones.
You're about to be in legal trouble, so let's have a kid around so we can make them feel bad for you. Because you're going to get away with it anyway. Because you were so good at Dirty Rock. So you're better than us. Even though you'll be dead someday, you fucking creep.
Wrote, after many ups and downs over the past few years, we have an exciting up and a huge surprise. Mm. Another Baldwinito is coming this fall.
Baldwinito. All my time in Spain. Oh, Baldwinito. You're a fucking rich, privileged bitch from Massachusetts. Oh, and I would say the same thing if it was Alec Baldwin. You just called a woman a bitch. Alec Baldwin's a bitch, too. They're both entitled assholes. You're a rich person from Massachusetts. You're not from Spain. Drop the Baldwinito. Shut up.
After many ups and downs over the past few years, we have an exciting up and a huge surprise. Another Baldwinito is coming this fall. We were pretty sure our family was complete, and we're beyond happy with the surprise.
What a surprise. Baby, I thought you were going to get the Plan B pill. No, I was too busy talking to your publicist, trying to figure out how to improve your name, Alec. Oh, I forgot. My wife does everything for me because I'm a man.
I'm sharing with you the moment we told the kids. As you can see, they are super excited.
There's like 7 kids there. It's gross.
The Proud Mom continued, our new...
Do you ever meet somebody who like produces a lot of kids at a young age and then they act like they know a lot more than you because they had kids? Wow. The dude that knocked you up doesn't know how to pull out and you didn't know how to take the morning after pill. Congratulations. You're so accomplished in life.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
What is it now, Hoop?
Have you turned on the TV lately?
No, why?
From Judd Winner, the maker of Gals Gone Wild, comes a little something for the ladies. Sack flashes!
Woo!
Awesome!
Flashing
yeah!
My sack!
Yeah! All right!
It takes balls to do what they're doing, but these boys have got them and more. They're sack flashers!
We love sack flashers!
Oh, it's a sack attack!
Ow! Woo! Order now and get sack flashers too. Sacks in the City, with bonus material. Beach balls!
Woo! Oh, yeah!
Check it out, ladies! Our first 100 callers get this free Sack Flashers tote sack. Operators are standing by. You'd be nuts to pass up on this offer. Call now or visit sackflashers.com for exclusive downloads.
Hoop, I got another call.
Catch you later. I gotta go break all the TVs before Mom tries to watch Monk.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
And gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, I didn't turn on the mic. Radio 101, maybe that's why the show's not on air. But it is. The Mike Calta after show fill in every once in a while. Anyway, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hobby Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhobbyradio@gmail.com. Let's get back to the news.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
There is some good news, though. This person's not going to be a mother again. Thank God.
Shayna Mokler is not expecting her fourth child after all.
Thank God. Thank you, Mother Nature, for finally doing something good. Whatever it is, Mother Nature, God, whatever. Thank God she's not going to be a mother again. When I think of a mentally stable person, I think of...
Shayna Mokler is not expecting her fourth child after all. Mm. In a statement with multiple outlets this week, the 46-year-old reality star set the record straight on recent pregnancy reports, saying, okay, I am not pregnant. I received a false positive test due to the fact I had taken a hormone called HCG to help me lose weight for Big Brother. Yeah. It is the same hormone that is produced when a woman is pregnant, resulting in the false positive.
Whatever. So anyway, she's not going to be a mother again. Thank God. I thought Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were already living together, but they're not. But they're about to. They're just not done with this midlife crisis yet.
Give her a kiss.
And they're not done with the publicity because they've been irrelevant without each other.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are moving in together. And a source is opening up to ET about life together under the same roof.
All right, I got to skip through this. Here we go.
Bennifer 2.0 recently purchased a $50 million mansion in Bel Air.
Damn, we're going to be neighbors.
The source says the pair wants a house together in L.A. and probably a couple of other places as well. But this house in Bel Air is key for a couple of reasons.
Why? Well, they can bang other people and be in the other wing of the mansion? Down the block?
They spend every night together when they can, and having this home will make that easier.
Yeah. I can imagine, like, he sleeps over there a few times, and he's like, man, I miss my house. I miss watching Red Sox games. I could see him, like, DVRing, like, when the Red Sox won the World Series years ago.
Next step in their relationship, and
he seems like someone that lives in the past.
Step in their relationship, and since they are both in it for the long run, they can't wait to have a home together.
Oh, that's good. 856-49 Hoppy! Oh, yeah. Channing Tatum was on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Oh, yeah. Two likable people.
Basically walk in, you're like, hi, my name's Chan. I'm going to be naked today. I don't know very many of you yet.
Channing Tatum is getting real about his nearly naked encounters with his co-star, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
The 41-year-old actor stopped by Thursday's Ellen DeGeneres show and reflected on bearing almost all to the Oscar winner on the second day of shooting their movie.
Sandra seems like she's so turned off by men because of what Jesse James did to her that I can imagine Channing Tatum could have a 10 out of 10 body and she'd be like, eh, whatever.
The Lost City.
Where's my vibrator?
That was day two of filming. Mm. I basically walk in, you're like, hi, my name's Chan. I'm going to be naked today.
That's the funniest thing that's been on Ellen's show in years.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Good morning, shower.
Good morning, Dilbert.
Mm. Don't you do enough engineering at work? Work is just meetings. This is engineering. If this works, someday all showers will be voice activated. Is it that hard to turn the knobs? It's not that it's hard, it's unnecessary. 99, please.
99.
400.
Nice try, but the shower is calibrated to respond to my voice only.
Well, you think of everything.
I'm cautious.
That's why you had training wheels on your bike until you were 17.
I was 14.
14.
Don't do that.
Where'd you get the voice for that thing? It sounds like the computer from that stupid movie. What was it? Something, a space odyssey?
It wasn't something, a space odyssey. It was 2001, a space...
Happy hour. Happy hour. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Fuck the royal family. You're a bunch of pretentious assholes that take forever to die. Not that I wish death upon anybody, but... for some reason, this country that doesn't know where the dentists are, they really care about Prince Andrew and Prince Harry. These people that for no reason should be famous.
Oh, you're royalty.
Tell that to the ground you'll be living in 50 years. Let me rewind it. I was trying to do the perfect transition, but the show's never perfect a day in our lives.
We're going to dive deeper into this morning's memorial service, both its pageantry and poignance and the controversies that surround it.
Yeah.
Joining us now from Westminster Abbey is NBC News royal commentator Daisy McAndrew.
Oh, you need a special commentator for the common folk. You fucking creeps that covered up Prince Andrew. Oh, we care about such morals unless it's our uncle that we're protecting that went to Pedophile Island. Then we don't have morals.
Daisy, it was so good.
Scumbags.
To see the Queen walk into Westminster Abbey. Some people wondered if she would be able to attend this event.
Oh, thank God she got to go to the funeral. She's so noble, the way she walked around in a cane, even though she lives off of like vampire blood or something. You go, girl. Covering up pedophilia.
But she also walked in with Prince Andrew. Was there a message she was trying to send, do you think?
That we win and you lose, even though we're a bunch of losers.
I think people's initial reaction to that image was surprise, even shock. Digging into it a little bit deeper, though, I think there might be a number of different explanations to that.
They're rubbing it in.
Prince Andrew and the Queen both live only 5 minutes apart.
Of course, he seems like a really weird mama's boy. He seems like a weird guy. A guy that goes to pedophile island would be weird. What a surprise!
In Windsor. So we know that Andrew was always going to travel up, escort his mother from Windsor to Buckingham Palace.
Did he ever travel with her to pedophile island? Hey, Mom, meet my friend Jeffrey.
Came in as an ordinary car, I mean, as ordinary as royals get to drive around in, to exchange into a much smarter ceremonial car that was going.
I don't care. So she's pretty much saying, my son paid about $900,000 or maybe even more, but, you know, we got away with it, so now we're going to act like nothing's wrong. If you guys can look yourself in the mirror, that's great, but I wouldn't be I would not be able to.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Now let's go back to the royal family of this country.
It's really hard with Kanye.
The Kardashians just dropped a new trailer for their upcoming Hulu series, and they're talking love, breakups, and babies, people.
Tune in, because you never know what's going to happen.
We'll sit around on our cell phones and act like we're better than you. Riveting. 856-49-HOPPY.
So first up, we have Bond. James Bond, 007, is making the jump to the small screen. Amazon Prime has greenlit a competition-style series by the British spy. It's called 007's Road to a Million. Contestants will compete across the globe in many of the locations that have been featured in iconic Bond films. They'll have to pass both physical and mental obstacles to win the $1 million prize.
Oh, that's cool. Man, talk about James Bond being irrelevant. If you would have told me 10 years ago that James Bond would have a TV show similar to Wipeout, I would say, no, it's a really relevant, classy movie franchise. Now it's irrelevant. Speaking of someone that's irrelevant and kind of a bad person, kind of, more like completely a bad person, a sociopath, someone you got to watch out for.
Miley Cyrus is never one to hold back.
No, she doesn't.
The pop star was performing at Lollapalooza in Sao Paulo, Brazil over the weekend.
I was like, I did not know there was a Lollapalooza in Brazil. I was like, is it August already? I mean, I would have believed with how fast time goes by that it would have been August already. I've been like, wow, it is Lollapalooza season. But it does make more sense that it's in Brazil.
Miley Cyrus is never one to hold back.
Yeah.
The pop star was performing at Lollapalooza in Sao Paulo, Brazil over the weekend when a couple got engaged during her set. And she went on to share her excitement for them.
Oh, yeah. Let me ruin the mood because I'm going to talk about my failed marriage that it's everybody else's fault. Even though I'm the one that cheated on Liam with Caitlyn Carter and everybody covered it up and said that we were officially broken up when I began going down on her. There was no collusion there. We were waiting until we were officially divorced. But if Liam would have done that, then he would have been crucified. Let's talk about that marriage. And then I ended up cheating on the side chick with Cody Simpson. I'm a woman that needs to go to an STD clinic. So does Liam.
However, the Angels Like You singer then went on to mention her previous marriage to Liam Hemsworth, saying, according to the Daily Mail,
no one likes an irrelevant old piece of garbage making it about them. Oh, but that's Miley.
Quote, honey, I hope your marriage goes better than mine. Mine was a disaster.
Yeah, because you cheated on him, you loser.
Miley and Liam met on the set of their film, The Last Song, in 2009.
You know how Liam's winning in life? Because you're not hearing about him. He's probably getting so much. I see Liam getting laid more than Miley. I mean, Pete Davidson turned on Miley, and Pete Davidson's banged half of Hollywood.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.